This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Monday's top news, and President Obama wants to get together again with congressional Republicans with television cameras in order to hammer out a deal on health care reform. The president made the suggestion on Sunday during the pregame program for the Super Bowl on CBS, and now the administration says the event will take place on February 25th. The president clearly wants to get something done, but to this point has not said that he's willing to take the current version of the bill off the table. Republicans say that will be necessary if the president hopes to get any GOP support for this plan. Both sides say that they do believe there's a good bit of common ground, but Republicans say there's too much poison in the current bill for any of them to get on board. We have plenty of analysis on this today at worldnetdaily.com and dateline.radioamerica.org. First is my conversation with Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. She says there actually is a lot of common ground that could be found between the two parties. Small reforms that would do a great deal of good and cost taxpayers almost nothing. But she says the president's unwillingness to scrap the deal currently on the table means that this could be more about showmanship than solutions. That also seems to be the analysis of Arizona Congressman John Shadegg, a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, who says he hopes the format is a lot different than what we saw at the Republican House members' retreat, where the president filibustered, as Shadegg puts it, and Republicans only got a few seconds to ask each question. He wants a much more open dialogue before he's convinced that anything serious is going to happen with this legislation. Again, dateline.radioamerica.org or worldnetdaily.com. Elsewhere on Capitol Hill, Democrats and Republicans mourning the loss of Pennsylvania Democratic Congressman John Murtha, who died today at age 77 following complications of gallbladder surgery. Just last week, we heard that he had been moved into the intensive care unit at the Virginia Hospital Center in Arlington, Virginia, following that surgery. And apparently, the complications were very severe as he passed away today. Murtha became well known on Capitol Hill as the King of Pork as a result of his role as chairman of the Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, and he doled out a lot of government projects to his district. Murtha perhaps became most famous, though, for his outspoken criticism of the Bush policy on the war in Iraq. Murtha originally supported the use of force resolution in 2002, but he later said it was a huge mistake, Murtha finding controversy during his political career as well, most recently for saying that U.S. Marines were guilty of murder in the Iraqi city of Haditha before a full investigation had been done. Virtually all of the Marines accused in that incident were later cleared of any wrongdoing. Earlier on in his congressional career, Murtha was involved in the FBI's AB scam probe, in which Murtha was on tape denying bribes offered by a supposed Arab sheikh, but saying he was possibly interested in other arrangements with the sheikhs. Murtha was a decorated veteran of both the Korean and Vietnam Wars, and he was elected to his southwestern Pennsylvania House seat in the early 1970s in a special election that proved to be a bellwether for the Democratic landslide in the midterm elections of 1974 following Richard Nixon's resignation due to the Watergate scandal. Quiet day here in Washington for the most part. That's because the federal government is closed. And that's due to 2 feet of snow that fell in the nation's capital region and up through the Philadelphia area over the weekend. More snow on the way that could sock the mid-Atlantic yet again Tuesday into Wednesday. Initial forecast of about 6 inches. Now some experts saying another foot could be headed to the Washington area in an area that's already seen way more snow than is normally seen during any given winter. The storm also obscured to some extent the jobless numbers that were reported on Friday by the Labor Department, showing that the nation's overall unemployment rate fell to 9.7%, but that in January, another 20,000 jobs were lost. Also, that the overall count of jobs lost since the beginning of the recession was low by nearly a million jobs. A million more people out of work than previously thought. Also today at worldnetdaily.com and dateline.radioamerica.org, you can catch my interview with Diana Furtscott-Roth, who was a chief economist at the Department of Labor in the administration of George W. Bush. She says the drop in the jobless rate is not all that encouraging when you look at the other data, and she says that you'll see an uptick in job creation as a result of the census being taken this year in the coming months, but those are not sustainable jobs created. And finally, keep an eye on Iran this week. As we reported to you last week, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has promised a major event on February 11th, which is the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in that country back in 1979. Some more disturbing news coming even before that date hits. The Iranian government announcing that it plans to enrich uranium up to 20%, supposedly for medical purposes. However, that is a major step necessary to enrich uranium to the point that it can be used in a weapons program. Keep an eye on that at worldnetdaily.com and dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.